In Midtown Manhattan this holiday season, traffic is expected to move at a frustrating crawl, and some business leaders are saying enough is enough, and they're looking at some drastic measures to reduce congestion in Manhattan. Here's a report from Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC.
This is what traffic sounds like in Midtown Manhattan. This is what it sounds like in London's central business district. Almost 3 years ago, London's mayor, Ken Livingstone, introduced so-called congestion pricing. Every driver that enters the congestion zone during peak hours has to pay about $10 for the privilege via the internet, phone, or at a kiosk. There were predictions London would become a ghost town and that mass transit would choke from the demand.
Actually, that's not what's happened, not by any means.
Richard Dodd is a spokesman for London Transport.
It has reduced congestion. It's reduced delays by about 30%. And the amount of traffic within the zone has gone down by about 18%. And a lot of money has been generated from the congestion charge itself to be invested in public transport.
Not only that, Dodd says, business productivity is up. And that's caught the attention of New York City business leaders who see congestion as their enemy. Catherine Wild is president of the New York City Partnership, the city's leading business group.
New York is competitive for business, not because we have low costs, we have high costs, but because people think they can get things done faster and better in New York. That's productivity. And we want to make sure, since our prime competitor in today's world, in many respects, is London, that we don't miss a beat.
Transit groups couldn't be more cheered by this sentiment. Paul White is executive director of the group Transportation Alternatives.
For decades, I think not just New Yorkers, but all city dwellers have thought about traffic as something, as this immutable force, you know, like the weather. And what London and a number of other cities are showing is that the real trick is to stop accommodating traffic.
Despite the business leadership's enchantment with the idea, on the ground, small business is nervous. Narlene Pacheco is the assistant manager of the Skechers USA shoe store in Times Square.
If people are going to have to pay to come into the city, it's definitely going to take everyone away. There's a lot of people that commute by trains, but there's also a lot of people that do not like taking trains.
But not every driver is saying forget about it. Restaurant worker Gabrielle Forte is a driver who is for congestion charging. He says he'd pay if it meant getting around Manhattan more quickly.
Yeah, they have to charge because if you charge, it's going to be less cars and you can drive better in that time. You know, it's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg recently batted away questions about congestion pricing.
The city is always trying to solve traffic problems, and we'll continue to do that. But congestion pricing is not something that we're talking about.
But business leaders think that congestion pricing could get on the mayor's agenda. And Bloomberg's transportation commissioner, Iris Weinshall, isn't ruling it out.
You know, I think that, look, it's going to be part of the discussion no matter what. What we're looking at as a transportation agency is a lot of things, and we're not just putting our eggs in one basket.
Meanwhile, in London, congestion pricing is so popular the congestion zone is being expanded to twice the size. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.